wouldn't he rebuke in the churches? You asked what would he...
I agree with you.
Worldliness? Wait, here, you asked me. Let me tell you. I'll give you a gospel card because it lists a lot of it. It lists it on my website for free. So, a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. If you, so
I would
hold
also
on.
Agree with you that this gospel is false because in the gospel, John chapter 6, it says he's present in the Eucharist.
No, now you're Roman Catholic. You, oh, I get beads on. He said at the end of 6, that is spirit. The things I tell you are spirit. The Roman Catholic Church is a pagan perversion. So the reason, now there are things we have in common with the Catholics. We believe you have to endure. These people just raise your hand, say a prayer, you go to heaven. But we don't believe you have to do all the man-made traditions that the Roman Catholics have ordained.
Like what?
Praying to Mary, confessing to a priest, going to Mass. These are all ordained ways. If you don't do it, they're called sin. Ready? Peter was not the first pope. I can prove it according to scriptures. Ready?
Okay.
First Peter, he said, I'm a fellow elder. He was not a pope. He said, I'm the
that
fellow elder.
Not rebuke the papacy.
The papacy is found nowhere in scripture. It's not of God. I tell you what.
Neither is being saved by faith alone in this Bible. That's not.
Nope. We don't teach that. You're right.
Neither is scripture alone. That's also not found in the Bible.
Actually, it's closer to scripture alone than anything. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And Jesus said if you keep man-made traditions, Mark 7, Matthew 15, you worship God in vain. You're worshiping God in vain with your man-made Roman Catholic traditions that have killed 50 million people over the years.
Are you not going to...
And protected pedophiles. The popes protected pedophiles. They admitted
even
it.
Even Jesus picked Judas.
For a purpose. For a purpose. He picked Judas for a purpose. You'd think that was outside the Father's will?
No.
Of course it wasn't. That's not the popes. The popes do many false ways. They sit on a golden throne. It's the richest business in the world. They are into occultism. I just saw where they have, I can't believe this. They think they got Jude's arm in a container and they're touring the United States out of Italy. This is necromancy and wickedness.
How is that necromancy? We're
not
talking about
it's messing and
dead.
Dabbling with the dead.
No one
tell you what.
Not.
Tell you what. On my website, on my teaching blog.
Oh, I'll take a look.
Yeah, here. Go to my.
Because I was a Protestant, and I have only grown closer to Jesus as a Catholic.
No, it's a false Jesus you have.
No, it is
yeah.
not.
Hey, I have an article called God's Word Against the Catechism. I take 10 points from the Catholic Catechism and the Bible, directly compare them, and it destroys the Catechism in my 10 points.
So then what about the church for 300 years without the Bible? How did they...
They had manuscripts all over the place.
They didn't know for sure.
And Catholics did not organize the Bible.
How did they not?
No, they did not organize the Bible. Because they weren't even established in the 3rd century.
Jesus established the church.
Jesus established his ecclesia in the 1st century in Matthew 16. But the Bible was assembled by Constantine, a council of Constantine. He was not a Roman Catholic, but he was a leader beginning to go into Roman Catholicism.
It was the Council of Hippo.
Council of Nicaea in 325 AD agreed on the canons of Scripture. You guys also believe the Apocrypha and stuff.
Because it's kind of...
That's sinful. It's sinful. It's written in the Dark Ages, not written by the Holy Spirit.
No, it was not.
It's written between Malachi and Matthew.
What in the Apocrypha...
Tell you what, look up that article.
No.
Look up that article.
What in the Apocrypha contradict the rest of
Scripture? I don't debate with people that believe in pagan theology, but you can email me.
I do not believe
that's what you're doing. Email me. Let me give you some shade. Let me give you some shade. How can I help you, sir?
I said I agree a lot with what you're saying.
Why are you here, then? Are you here for this?
So, I'm not necessarily here, I'm here
with Jesus
anywhere and everywhere. So
you're what?
I'm here with Jesus
okay.
anywhere and everywhere. So
but,
where I go,
but when we're going anywhere for Jesus, do we have to obey Jesus?
We do.
Okay, is this obeying Jesus? Is this worldly, carnal, false gospel, feminization, money-taking? There's going to be millionaire men on stage. Do you know who John Cooper is? Skillet.
Yeah.
Do you know that he's worth $12 million and he get it by selling his music?
Yes.
This is ungodly. Did you know he played at Hellfest with his band in 2022?
I am aware of it.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah,
you haven't, but the video is on my website. I have it testing in this place. Look
no,
it up.
No, I do agree with some.
Yeah.
Agree
no, wait, did my wife give you a gospel card?
She did.
Don't perish. You can find the testing. That's my email. There's our website. Got John Cooper on stage like this. What is this?
Yeah, that's
John Cooper believes. You know what Marvel Comics is?
Yeah.
He says Marvel Comics, it's full of paganism, witchcraft, mysticism, and magic. He says Hollywood's given us good figures of Jesus in these superheroes. He's addicted to the superheroes. He's got a comic page of him. You've seen it probably. This guy is wicked. This is just one guy. Ready? Yeah. Colton Dixon's going to come up. Guess what? God is so gracious to me. One time I got to rebuke Chris Tomlin. You know who he is? To his face on a sidewalk. He had nothing to say from God's word and he walked away. Didn't love me, didn't do nothing. All I did was call out to him. Chris, I love you. Why are you preaching a false gospel? Why do you go on Joyce Meyer's show? Why do you link to or go to all kinds of false ways? Why are you selling the things of God?
They do a lot of selling.
He walked away. Colton Dixon. He stood there, and I was preaching to him for 20 minutes, and he was with another guy. I mean, I don't know how old you are. You remember Vanilla Ice?
I do.
Colton Dixon looks like him. He's got like this blonde boof thing. He's got jewelry. He looked at makeup on, worldly clothes. He said, you've been doing all the talking, preacher. He goes, can I talk? I said, tell you what. I said, I don't take teaching from false teacher men and Christianity that's a heresy against God. I said, give me something biblical, Colton. You know what he did? He goes, and he left. Because I wouldn't listen to his excuses that I'm on stage and I'm inviting people to Jesus. No, you're inviting them to a false Jesus. Did you hear the gospel this guy preached, Alan Green?
I didn't fully hear that.
I got it on audio. It's going to be in my testing. Here's his gospel. If you believe in Jesus and you feel sorry for your sin, tell God you want to be a friend of God and say this prayer and you will go to heaven.
So I just watched a video yesterday. Saying the exact same thing, deceiving a lot of people.
Not in the Bible anywhere. It makes you a false convert. Now you think you're going to heaven no matter what. Jesus said, come by my shed blood, my resurrection. Repent. Come out of the world. Come out of every false way. That's the church systems. You'll be born again when God sees a willing vessel and he gives you the grace and the power and the spirit and the word to do it. And you walk in holiness and obedience and you come out of the world. And guess what? The world now hates you. The churches hate you. The world hates you because you live different, act different, dress different, talk different, preach different, you gather different. Everything's different in Christ, the real Savior. This, they take their worldly cake and they smear a Jesus icing on it. And it's like putting icing on a turd. Would you eat it? No. What if you take your cake and get rid of it and make it a wholesome cake? It's all about Jesus. And then put the icing on it. Wow, we gobbled that up. It needs to be all about Christ, not just little things. There is some truth. But they keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are lies.
Yeah, I'm not on board with those.
Yeah, so do you go to a church?
So I'm no longer having a member of church for about...
Well, not a member, but you just go on Sunday.
So I've been going recently with my family. So my mom and grandma, I live with them, and they go to a Baptist
church. So the Baptists, when is that invented?
They are also... Like, you got all those people just sitting in the pews. Like, they got, like, no more baptism, no more. They're not preaching repentance. It's just like... You
know, they're man-pleasing.
They sit there for their...
Let me ask you a question.
Sit there for the three or four songs, and they...
Let me ask a question. What was your first name?
Michael.
Martin?
Michael.
Michael, look at me. I dress different. I preach different. I live different.
Christ is very humble. And
Do you think I could have a building full of people following what I preach? Look around you. You fill up buildings with all these worldly, carnal people. That's what they're doing. This is a goat farm. They're catering to your flesh. This music. I listened to this stuff when I was a drunk. And partied in the bars.
Yeah, it used to be a lot worse.
Do you know?
I thought they were trying to go small, more intimate, but it's still a lot of the same.
No, but you know what biblical music is? You sing with your lips. In the New Testament, you can't find one place they worship with instruments. You know why? Instruments are fleshly. Should we be in the flesh or spirit? Spirit. Here's a beautiful thing. I love this. Ready? So in the Old Testament, all they had was they were like spiritually dead. They were beating on things, drums. God gave them tassels to remember the word of God, even hang it between your eyes. The Holy Spirit comes in and fills us. Guess who the instrument is now? And the Bible says in Ephesians 5, pluck your heartstrings to make a melody to God and others with your... You become the instrument. I have a question. Look at God's creation. When was the last time you seen a canary beating on a rock with a stick to make a joyful noise to the Lord? How about whales? They use their voices. God is now bringing us in line with his creation after the Holy Spirit to be using our created body, created by him, to give him worship. And I'll tell you what, when you hear me and my saints that I'm united to sing a cappella, you don't feel like dancing. You don't feel like jumping around. You don't go, oh, they sound like they've been practicing and they're heavenly. You know what you might hear? you might say, wow, those are godly people that love God, and they just sing from their lips to him and each other in beautiful doctrinal song. That's what God wants. God doesn't want this. So I just challenged a couple. We've met so many seekers. I'm calling you a seeker. You're a seeker if you stand, listen, and don't refute, don't mock, and don't make excuses, and you go, yeah, you're right, I consider you a seeker. People say, why do you come to these places? Everybody hates you, doesn't want you here. What good are you doing? And I think of you.
It's definitely good.
I think of another couple. I think of a lady that had three small children, was going in, and she said, I'm here for the spiritual music. I said, my wife and I said, ma'am, this isn't it. She goes, well, I better go check it out. We told her all about the sin of it. She found me halfway through. She goes, preacher. I said, what? She goes, we're leaving. I said, why are you leaving, ma'am? She goes, my flesh is going crazy here. She goes, this is feeding my flesh. She goes, I wanted spirit. She's a black woman. I'm feeding my flesh. I want spirit, she said. She said, we're out of here. I met two other young men, came up to me, and they said, I got a bad feeling about this place because I want to worship Jesus, but this doesn't feel right. And they said, we saw you and your wife come walking by with your signs. And this young guy goes, that's a confirmation to me. He goes, I'm leaving. He goes, I'm going to email you. I want to talk to you more. That's who we go for. We don't go for the masses.
I haven't been in this for years. And
good for you.
It's been definitely been aching my heart since I've been believing. Because so many people are sitting out.
You're a young man. When you go to church and you go to these places, you got to look at the ground so you don't lust because all the women dress like harlots.
It's true.
You're a young man, and they're not teaching you sound doctrine to teach you to find your ministry, to go out and preach Jesus. They'd probably encourage you to become one of these guys.
Right.
Like John Cooper, I call him a hooligan. Look up a hooligan. It's like a guy that dresses and acts in a rowdy way. Smoke machine, screaming, yelling. This is not of God. I have a testing of John Cooper. I was at a place called Gothenburg, Nebraska, like 2 years ago. I preached, and it was dark. I may still stay here till after dark. As a street preacher, it's like when the sun goes down, I'm out of here, because get what comes out when the sun comes down? Wickedness, evil, drinking. I think there might be a police presence and light service. I might stay longer and preach. I've stayed at Gothenburg. You can watch this. And I was witnessing to a guy. This is awesome. I'm witnessing to a seeker. And all of a sudden, Skillet, this guy's going, I see what you're kind of saying. All of a sudden, Skillet comes on from like a block away, like where that big building is over there. And all of a sudden, you see lights going. And all of a sudden, him and I both look, and you hear. And the guy and Cooper's like this. He's like, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you invincible? Does the Bible say we're invincible? No. And I looked at this young man, and he goes, I see what you're saying. He goes, that sounds like devil music. I said, that's what Satan has done. He's infiltrated the church system.
Well,
come on. If you were Satan, would you leave the so-called church alone, or would you go into it?
He probably wrecked it.
And I have a question. One God, one Spirit, one Word, one Savior, one body. Why is there 40,000 denominations?
It's true. I've been wondering that my whole life.
Everybody's been following the flesh. So
it's hurt my heart.
So here's my offer to you. If you're really serious, you email me. I'll Bible study with you. If you're a true seeker, you want truth. I got godly brothers I know all around the world that would love to edify you. And if you want fellowship with godly people, quit looking for it in buildings. You're not going to find a godly wife there. You're going to find a feminized woman, because that's who goes to the Baptist places.
I agree. I already found one.
Yeah. And, I mean, look at my wife. Women are supposed to cover their bodies and cover their head.
I agree.
That's what the Bible teaches.
And it wrecked me quite a bit.
Yeah, of course it does. And also, the Bible tells you how to dress, too.
We left 3 years ago.
Yes. The Bible tells you how to dress too. God killed animals and put us in tunics. If Jesus came and was walking through here, do you think he'd be in a muscle shirt and have words of the world all written on his body? He would be walking in a garment covering him up, a robe. He's coming back.
It's
like in a
robe. All I watch anymore. When I'm at home, I just watch.
Tell me you don't watch The Chosen.
I try to watch Jesus Chosen.
So what? Don't watch The Chosen. Go look at my article on The Chosen. Chosen is syndicated by Mormons.
It's true.
The guy playing Jesus is a Roman Catholic. He grave sucks, lays on graves to get power from it. Dallas Willard, the guy directing it, is a complete heretic, believes in pre-trib rapture, believes the Mormons are Christians. This is all on my website. You can look up. If you put up The Chosen miniseries exposed, I think I come up like fourth or fifth on Google. I've been doing this a long time on my website. All of these things are false. The Chosen, they don't even do scenes out of the Bible. They ad lib. And guess what an actor is in the Greek? Hypocrite. Hypocrite and a liar. Isn't that something? So throw The Chosen away. They're going to deceive you. It's fleshly entertainment. You need to be in the Word. You need to be conforming to the Word. And then you need godly men that will speak into your life that you can be held accountable to and then learn to walk and find your ministry. Doesn't that sound awesome? Don't keep seeking in all these wrong places. You're going to find wrong things. So if you're serious, email me and a Bible study with you. And if you are serious and you want to follow Christ, I'll hook you up with brothers. And man, your life will go like this for Jesus. But if you keep dabbling and hanging around this, I'm going to the Baptist church, you're going to be lukewarm and God's going to judge you. And he's going to send you away on judgment day saying, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you, because it's a worker of sin. If you stay, you know this, if you stay in willful sin, it's on you, it's not on him. You got to repent and turn from sin. So by the shed blood of Jesus and repentance to him, his death, burial, and resurrection, you're born from above. But when you're born from above, do you live a worldly, carnal, compromised, unbiblical, man-made religious life? Or do you live a Holy Spirit truth life? That's what you got to live. And then you got to endure in that every day. So I'm here for you, man. I'm glad you stopped. I'm glad they stopped.
I've been looking at you. A couple hours I've been here.
Yeah. You said a woman hurt you?
So
I'm making an audio, so don't say anything.
It's fine. I just got back from a deployment to Afghanistan. I met her third day back, and I've been praying for her wife. And
yeah.
It was by accident. But on her first date, I asked her if she could just tell me at least say Jesus is Lord, and I would be with her.
So you're doing all the wrong things.
And that was a mistake.
You're doing all the wrong things, right? Ready? Forget dating. Do you know the difference with dating? Because dating puts you alone with a woman in situations where you want to hold her hand, then touch her arm, then go further, kiss her, before you know it, you're in bed, fornicating. Courting. So if you're a godly man, first you shouldn't worry about a wife. Because you're probably not even godly husband material yet. You're probably not far from it, but if you would repent. But you don't want to worry about a wife. What you want to do is get your life in order, and then God will send you a wife. It's if his will. You don't look for it. You look for a job. You don't look for a wife. The job is physical, wife is spiritual. This is a spiritual thing. God will find people for you. I know godly young women. So if you're with the right people, you could get hooked up with a godly young wife. But then you court her. You're never alone with her. You're not gazing in each other's eyes and you're, oh, lusting her, can't wait to be in bed with her. No, you get to know her heart, email, call her on the phone, text her with accountability. And then when you can see her, it's with other people. And then when everybody agrees in the body you're united to and go, yeah, he's a godly man, she's a godly woman. Why not? You say, I'd like her hand in marriage. Then you go through a period of engagement where you get your house ready, she gets ready, you get married, and it's awesome. See how you're protected from all the sin? And guess what? Nobody courts anybody that isn't ready for marriage. You're just dating for the fun of dating. She's just dating for the fun of dating. You don't even start courting until somebody goes, I want a wife, I want a husband, I'm thinking about it. Dating is for fun, courting is for a marriage. So that's what you need to do. But in order to do that, you got to be walking in God's ways, and then God will bring a woman in your life if it's his will. What if he says, that's not for you? I'm not saying it is, but what if he said, I want you to be a preacher of righteousness and consume your life with me?
So when I went through the divorce, she left.
Oh, you were married and went through a divorce?
Yeah,
oh, so I'm so sorry.
We were married for 7 years, and she left in 2018, May, and we got divorced 2 years later. For 2 years, at times I didn't put her first, and I didn't put Jesus first. But ever since she left, I've been trying to put Jesus first and everybody else second.
Yeah.
And so then we officially divorced in the summer of 2020.
Hold on. I'm going to